Baylor was the aggressor early, running out to an early 9-0 lead and going up by as many as 19 points in the first half. Gonzaga pecked away and cut that lead to 10 at halftime. The Bulldogs headed into the locker room with some momentum, and after the year they'd had, you had to think they'd figure it out. But Baylor's hot shooting and stifling defense continued. Gonzaga made another run to pull within 9 at 58-49, but Baylor scored the next 4 and the threat was over. Eventually, the lead grew to 20 and the result was no longer in doubt. After the game, Coach Mark Few praised Baylor and his team for navigating an unusual season.
I just marvel at everything they had to deal with this year. I mean, our isolation every time we were on the road and all the COVID protocols and the changes and not being able to practice and practicing and sitting out for 14 days and things like that. Yet they always had just an amazing attitude and positivity about them that's just, you can't thank them enough.
The Zags could lose a significant number of players after this season. Senior Corey Kispert will graduate and move on to the National Basketball Association. He could be followed by underclassmen Jalen Suggs and Drew Timmy and perhaps one or two others. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.